Welcome to the Satellite World Briefing Podcast. For our first episode of 2025, we'll be revisiting each episode of 2024. We covered an array of topics from smart farming and connected aircraft to new space and the unlimited opportunities it holds. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker, and this is the Satellite World Briefing. In episode 1 from May 2024, we spoke with Eddie Valdez about the new commercial space landscape.
New space is really an evolving ecosystem and an environment that's going to be one of the next stages to really compete on from a commercial level. And it's really important, like all nascent technologies and all new environments, to partner with companies that have both the experience in the traditional sense, but as well as understand the forward-looking vision of the capabilities of infrastructure such as new space.
In episode 2, also from May 2024, we spoke with Ben Griffin about how low Earth orbit satellites as part of a multi-orbit network are transforming IFC offerings.
Airlines and customers aren't buying a LEO or GEO service, they're buying a connectivity service. And frankly, I don't think they'll really care what it's being comprised of, as long as they're getting connectivity for their passengers that allows them to do whatever it is their passengers want to do.
In episode 3, the last episode from May of 2024, we spoke with Fred Boxa about the trends shaping media technology and the pivotal role of satellite providers in adapting to the evolving streaming era.
What the media companies need to do is, first of all, be aware that satellite companies are evolving to meet their needs. Satellite sometimes feels like a slowly transforming industry, but Arthur D. Little knows, based on our work with various companies, that they are evolving. And so media companies should be aware of that, and that satellite can continue to play an important role in their contribution and distribution needs.
In episode 4 from June 2024, we spoke with Laura and Pat Bloom about how they are leveraging satellite data to optimize crop yields and livestock management while pioneering sustainable farming practices to meet the growing food demand.
We're constantly learning. I think that's the mindset of a farmer, is just constantly trying to do better, constantly trying to improve. Take what you've learned from the past and from history and utilize the best, you know, technologies available at the time.
In episode 5, also from June 2024, we spoke again with Laura and Pat Bloom about the advancements in farming equipment technology and how satellite technology plays a key role in optimizing operations for sustaining smart farming.
Everywhere you look, there's technology of some kind, and it's ever-changing. And it's really important to us to be able to do things the right way and be as efficient as possible, because we're always trying to learn. Always looking for ways to utilize technology to help us be better.
In episode 6 from September 2024, we spoke with Chad Gill and TJ Horsager about how in-flight connectivity enhances airline operations, including optimizing routes, improving fuel management, and driving innovation in maintenance and scheduling.
The exciting thing that's coming is really a change in, I'd say, kind of the mid to long term to how flights are planned and conducted. And it's part of a large air traffic management improvement that are enabled through having a connected aircraft, the ability to share large amounts of data between the air and the ground, and then conversely from the ground to the air, and use that data to basically drive smart decisions and improve decision making.
In episode 7 from October 2024, we spoke with Jerry Collins and how integrating Ku-band into 5G networks will enhance mobile network operators' ability to expand high-speed coverage and improve connectivity in remote areas.
So what we see in this kind of Ku-band-enabled 5G world is actually broadband services outside today's existing terrestrial cellular coverage.
In our final episode from December 2024, we spoke with Jerry Collins and Ken Takagi about the vision of the Ubiquitous Network and how it aims to deliver a seamless, global, high-performance broadband experience across satellite and cellular networks.
What will happen for those users, the benefit for those users, is that end users will be able to go anywhere in the world with one affordable terminal and always stay connected to a high-performance broadband network. With a simple single account and subscription plan, and get one bill from their provider at the end of the month.
2025 is sure to be a great year for the Satellite World Briefing podcast. Stay tuned for more.